countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Now, we all know how sensitive succession is in families when it comes to transferring the family business to the next generation, and that is certainly the case in farming and with land. But in preparing to write a will or hand over the family farm, mediation may be a useful part of the process. And next week, Chagask is holding the first of two online clinics on transferring the family farm. One of the speakers will be mediator Claire O'Keefe of Succession Ireland, and we're also joined now by Sean Carney, who is an advanced mediator with the Mediators Institute of Ireland. Good morning to you both. And Claire, can I begin with you by asking, why is it important that farmers in particular have a succession plan in place?
Good morning, Damien. Well, the real benefits of having a succession plan in place is that the family and the farmer, they know where the vision is, they know the process, they know the ultimate outcome, should anything happen along the way prior to ultimately enacting that plan. And I suppose one of the real benefits of bringing mediation within the agricultural sector is in facilitating what may be potentially difficult and emotionally challenging succession conversations, mm-hmm. which allow for a succession plan to be created. So being proactive. You know, as succession conversations, they span way more than just a farm, the land and the land transfer. It involves encompassing the family relationships, addressing the assumptions and the expectations. And these are different for every single farm and every single family.
And when is the right time to sit down and work out on a succession plan?
It's a process. It's a process. And, you know, if there are young children at home playing around the yard, never make false promises. So if you say something that you might regret in years to come, inadvertently, the succession plan may have been mentioned inadvertently, like someday, son, when a child is a young child, or someday, a little girl, this will all be yours. If you've said that already, you've started your succession plan process. So starting from whence there is somebody of a next generation, whether it's your own immediate family or nieces or nephews, the succession plan starts once you own assets, because ultimately we are all going to move on out of this world and they will transfer to somebody else. As your previous speaker said, you know, we're only the custodians of the land.
Yeah.
So having a succession plan, it can be changed at any stage.
Yeah, it's not final.
It's not final. It's a process.
Right. Sean Carney, when we think of a mediator, you know, we're thinking of somebody involved in a dispute resolution situation. But even if they're, you know, if there's no dispute, what is your role?
Yeah, good morning, Damien. Good morning, Claire. I think that's a really good question, because where I see mediation as an appropriate form of dispute resolution, I think sometimes it's just a very useful way where there are a number of people with very different views. And as they start that discussion, that's often when the dispute emerges, because people haven't communicated their wishes to each other or their change of mind to what the expectations of perhaps the senior member of the family had thought was going to happen, and a dispute can arise then. But I found myself working with families where there initially has not been any sort of conflict, because they're only beginning the discussion. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think one of the challenges for farming families is having the courage to actually have those discussions. I mean, as Claire said, yes, the earlier the better, but being very careful that it's not maybe too early in a child's life with false promises. But when it, you know, what I'm finding is that very often it's only when there's a crisis on the farm, which could be related to perhaps the health of perhaps the senior members in the family, or it could be in relation to the breakdown of a relationship and somebody wanting to leave the farm and looking for their legal entitlement.
Just on that, do you find, I know it sounds very cliched, but do you find when it comes to farming in particular, there is that worry, what might happen to the farm if the son or daughter gets married and then the marriage breaks up, what's going to happen? Is that a common underlying concern?
I think it is a concern. I think, unfortunately, it's only realised as a concern perhaps when the event happens, or you hear about your neighbour where it happened to them and then you began worrying about what will happen in your family. So I think these are issues that the earlier that they're spoken about within a farm family, when those life decisions are being made, the better, so that at least there's an understanding of what the implications could be and things can be organised within the farm if, sadly, that event happens.
Claire, Sean talks there about communication being key. But and it can be, you know, I don't know, is embarrassing the right word? It can be difficult to start this conversation for a variety of reasons. But when people sit down in front of you, do you look at their body language to try and work out maybe, you know, what the relationship is like between family members?
Yes, and fortunately we're able to meet people face to face again. So it's easier online. It was quite difficult to pick up on the body language. And we always start with the asset owners, the more senior party, as Sean identified there, and looking at their body language, because the body language may be quite different to what they're actually saying. So we're tuning into what they're saying, how they're turning and even clenching fists on the table. And they may say one thing, but the body language will tell us much, much more. And we identify that and, you know, question it gently. What's really going on here? While the head might be saying one thing, the heart may be somewhere else. So we get to where their core feeling is. And what is it like for you as a farmer? And we just question, what's it like for you making these decisions? And sometimes they just go silent because it's too difficult even to put words around it. And we go right back, you know, to listen to their story, because their lifetime experiences are all enmeshed in that story. And that story needs to be listened to with respect. And if there's a willingness to listen from within the family, it really brings respect to the table. And we allow, you know, they allow and they acknowledge the farmer identity that is being discussed here, as one generation is considering stepping back and putting a plan in place for the next generation.
Sean, do you find that farming families in particular, that they are probably more reluctant than other business families involved in business to get involved in mediation and get their affairs in order?
Yeah, I think sadly that's probably true, Damien. I think it is changing. I think because we're reading a lot more about mediation in the news media, that people are becoming a little bit more aware of it. But I think that, you know, and also sometimes there's a misunderstanding as to what the process involves. So I think for me, the important thing for farming families to understand is that it's giving the decision-making power to them. Like, the mediator is not going to advise them, but is the mediator doesn't need to be from farming family. Claire is, which is a huge advantage and I'm sure wonderful for her clients. But the mediator obviously needs to be informed about the kind of issues under discussion.
Sure.
But you would send, as a mediator, you would send your clients to Chagask, to any of the other, you know, they may need legal advice, they may need other financial and tax advice. And so that when they are fully informed, then by meeting with them, and I would meet with them individually and each party involved in the family farm business before I would be bringing them together to sort of help them negotiate what the best outcome. And, you know, Damien, if I can just say, it isn't always about what's fair, it's about what's workable. And so people are having to perhaps, you know, reframe their thinking, and that's, I think, where the mediator through the questions does that.
Yeah, you manage the process, but you can't control the outcome of it. Look, we're going to leave it there, but thank you both so much. Sean Carney, who is an advanced mediator with Mediators Institute of Ireland, and Claire O'Keefe of Succession Ireland, who will be one of the speakers at that clinic. It's an online clinic. Go to chagask.ie for further details if you want to attend that. And there are a couple of them happening, one next week and one the week after. Thank you both so much for chatting to us on that very important subject.